We popped the lid on the Tupperware and it's passed the sniff test.
But it's still good.
And now we're reheating it just for you. These are the best bits of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, coming into the year that was 2020, did you ever think that at the end of it you'd look like this?
No, absolutely not. It's been a wild year with very few prospects, you know, redeeming features. But I got to tell you, it's also the year...
Are we still talking about your face or are we talking about...
It's also been the year where Alex Dyson has probably received the most compliments for his appearance of all time. And that started on the day that I got a perm and decided, Matt O'Kine, after an idea we had a couple of years ago, that the perm was due to make a return.
Dude, I remember when I was about 14 years old, 15 years old, year 10, right? And up until that point, I'd always shaved my head, okay, a number two, just always shaved. I didn't like curls, you know, they were too difficult to handle. Then I let them grow a little bit, and one night I had a shower, and I sort of just let it kind of naturally fall. It was starting to get a little bit longer. And then I went to this party, one of my first parties with the year 12 kids, and the year 12 girls complimented me on my curly hair. And I tell you what, Daiso, I never looked back.
Tell you what, so, a compliment from the cool kids about your clothes.
A compliment from the older girls, mate. You thought I was ever going to touch this hair? No way.
Well, it was quite a big journey, which started from quite impromptu circumstances. So this week's Matt and Alex Best Of bonus episode for the summer is all about the return of the perm. You're going to hear when the idea started. You're going to hear when I went along to get it. And you're going to hear at the very end, we've recorded a very special brand new piece of content, and that is having a chat to a couple of my perm pals. And that is people who, after hearing the podcast, decided, you know what? It is about time the perm made a comeback.
It's time. Take a risk. That's what we like to do here. We always take risks, and we love hearing from you. So always get in touch with us at matt.n.alex. Maybe you've decided in this, you know, after this episode that you want a perm. Hit us up.
Let us know. But here it is. Let's get into it. It is the full journey of the return of the perm on Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, the good news for old A. Dyson is that with Victorian restrictions easing today, I am now within a legitimate area to get a body of water in my exercise. So that's quite exciting. 25 kilometres coming in. I could get a haircut. I've been wearing a lot more hats to keep my fringe under control.
Look, I've been meaning to say, mate, it's about time, honestly.
Which is another restriction easing.
What are you going to go with, the mohawk?
Yeah, obviously the mohawk. Is it shave size?
What did I try and convince you to get one year on?
this is a little known fact. But when we brought back Legionnaires hats on Triple J, okay, it was wildly popular. But it was meant to be an ongoing segment where we'd bring back new things every month or two. Yeah. But because Legionnaires hats took off so much, we sort of just left it with that. But I did really want to bring back perms.
Yes! And then they're back. I'm telling you, please get a perm.
All right, that's a segment for a later date.
Please get a perm.
Before that, congratulate, like, honestly, the people in Melbourne have done so well. I was trying to think of how many places in the world that would have been able to handle this length of lockdown, months upon months of stage four with only four reasons to leave home, curfews, distance restrictions. So proud of everyone who was, managed to do it. It's been wonderful and reaping the rewards now, particularly as looking at other countries. We were on similar numbers as them during that June, July time, brought it back down to the single digits, and other places looking a bit out of control. So Melbourne has done so well. The rest of Australia is loving it as well.
Sorry, dude, I'm not listening. I Googled male perm and we have got some great examples. You go the tight perm, okay?
Right, well, you keep looking at that. We've got a big show to do today.
The fade with the perm. You go the full Napoleon Dynamite.
I guess for me to you, Melbourne. Well done.
Dude, perm mohawk. I found it, okay? Literally, this is what you need to get. You get the best of both worlds.
All right, I'm going to fade down, Matt O'Kine, here because we've got a show to get into. But I'm sure we'll cover perms in a not too distant future. I
I promise you.
Guys are having some time off to clear the backlog on their Netflix queue. So, in the meantime, here are some of their best bits. Matt and Alex, all day breakfast.
Now, Alex Dyson, yesterday with the exciting news that Melbourne hairdressers are now allowed to reopen and operate, the conversation about your hair, which is, you know, looking a little bit, well, unkempt, you know, arose and we rebirthed an idea that we talked about a little while back in which you'd never fully executed.
No, I had thought that there is a hairstyle in the industry that has been overlooked for quite a while, and I think that the return of the perm is imminent. So in order to talk about potentially whether that's a good idea or a terrible idea and see whether Melbourne is going okay under the big weight, we thought we'd go big. We go to the best here, Matt O'Kine, and it's amazing to be able to talk to someone here who has done it all.
Absolutely. Now, we're talking about Australia's premier celeb hairdresser. He's worked on the likes of Solange Knowles, Priscilla Presley, Usain Bolt. He's won the Australian Hairdresser of the Year four times. It is such a pleasure to welcome to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast, Joey Scandizzo.
G'day, guys. How are we doing?
Joey, going so good. You're also the co-creative director of 11, the Australian hair product brand, which I have in my shower. I didn't even realise.
So do I.
It's amazing stuff, and you're a busy man at the moment. Can you tell us what you were doing at midnight on Sunday evening when the new rules came into effect?
Well, let me tell you, yesterday we got the green light. The hairdressing industry was allowed to open and operate, so we spent the whole day yesterday on the phones, everybody trying to get in. We're pretty much full for the next 3 to 4 weeks, and I've got a lot of mates who have been calling me for the last 12 weeks saying, can you cut me hair? Can you cut me hair? Can you do it in my backyard? I said, look, I can't do it, but as soon as we can open, you'd be the first. So last night I got the call, and when they knew midnight was the time, they all started pouring in the door. I was there and we had a few drinks and we started snipping their hair and making Melbourne look beautiful again.
Awesome. Oh, late night snipping. I tell you what absolute unkempt sort of mats were you faced with once these people coming out of lockdown and their hair? What sort of situations were you seeing?
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of mullets going around. There's a lot of bad fringes being cut. There's a lot of box dye colours that's happening. It is all happening. So we're in overdrive here. We're doing a lot of makeovers, a lot of fixing, and I think we'll be doing this for the next 3-4 weeks.
It's like you're the head of a triage ward or something. You've just got people overloaded coming into you.
People in the corridors that need hairdressing.
Have you got someone there just sharpening scissors whilst you're doing it, just trying to keep up with demand?
We've got a bladesmith who's just sitting there on the machine getting the blades going. We've got, it's all happening down here. We've got, it's going to be Christmas till Christmas here because we're just flat out. The phones are just going off the hook. Like, I mean, but what we do want to say to the clients is be patient. We will get back to you. We're trying our best to get through all of Melbourne and get Melbourne looking great again.
I bet. Well, look, we want Alex Dyson to look great again as well, okay? Because yesterday we raised the idea that maybe it's time for him to get a hairstyle that he's always wanted deep down, but he's never been brave enough to follow through with.
Well, my nana was always asking me about it, Joey, because she was a hairdresser back in the day, old Effie Cowan, may she rest in peace. But she was always offering to give me a perm, and I was never, never in the mood for a perm. And also, I didn't really know what it is. And so we thought we'd ask you, tell us a little bit about what you know about perms.
Now, the perm was big. It was big in the 80s. It was one of the biggest hairstyles going around. Every lady wanted those curls. They wanted those Goldilocks. I don't remember if you remember the movie Coming to America, So Glow. Remember, you said that special spray and it'd make the curl so glowy. So that's where the perm really come to life. So it's all about embracing wave and curl in your hair. So that was massive. And then it sort of died off. Come the 90s, you know, Jennifer Aniston, all these guys started blow waving their hair straight. And then the perm actually died. It went missing for probably 2 decades, and actually 3 decades now. So look, I tell you what, people are embracing natural curl. They're not going to the effort of getting the actual perm and using the perm rods anymore. They're more embracing their natural curl. Like you said earlier, 11 Australia is one of our brands. We have a special product called Keep My Curl, and what that does is enhances your curl. Mm. So you can use different products. You don't have to go down the old smelly perm solution, sit in the chair for an hour and a half, putting the rods in, waiting for it to process. It takes time. And so now that's why I think most hairdressers are like, you know what, embrace your natural curl if you've got it.
And wait, where does the smell come from in a perm?
The perm solution. It was one of the smelliest things. If you ever went into a hair salon in the 80s, you could smell perm solution from down the road. You knew where a hair salon was. You didn't have to look for the music or listen to the sound of music. You could actually smell the solution coming down the road.
Well, Joey, the problem we have here is Alex Dyson has literally no natural curl, okay? I've known him for many years now. I've never seen a single curl.
My pubes are straight.
We need to get him the fake ones, okay? We need to get him the rods, the sprays. Have you got any tips in terms of doing that? Is it anything you've done recently?
The best thing is you can actually get a soft curl. You can scrunch him, or you can actually get him some hair rollers. You can actually do the old school hair roll and test it out, see if you like the curl. But look, there's not many tricks besides you go for the old school perm, get the old perm rods out. There's not much you can really do besides using the Keep My Curl curling cream, which will give you that little bit of a wave you're after.
Right. Well, I might have to grab that once the perm takes effect.
How long is your hair? Well, like, what length are we talking?
It's starting to get to that sort of 18 to 20 centimetres on the top here.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you can definitely get a perm rod in there for sure.
Whoa, that sounds good.
I can see this happening.
I think Australia is ready. I think the world is ready for the perm's return.
Joey Scandizzo, we're talking I looked at your gram, mate. I mean, I've seen you on TV, listened to you on radio. You work with the best, much better than Alex Dyson. So maybe we need to ask you listening if you've got the old perm rods. If you think you can help out, maybe. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but if you're listening and you think, you know, if you're a hairdresser, you got the old perm rods, get in touch. Let us know how we can do it, okay? So we'll leave you alone, Joey. You've got
Albert Ferson's hair to do. But you can check out that and more on Joey Scandizzo's Instagram. Joey, it's been a pleasure. You get back to those scissors. I mean, hopefully the hand isn't cramping just yet and you've got a few more weeks left in you. But congratulations on getting your operations up and running. Melbourne has needed your services and we wish you all the best for the next couple of months, my friends.
No worries. Thanks for having us, guys. Have a good time and enjoy the perm when you get it. Send me some images, some photos. I want to see it.
We'll thank you, Joey. I want your review when it comes in.
There'll be plenty of photos. All right, thanks, Joey.
Cheers, guys.
All day breakfast.
It's a Best Bits breakfast buffet. What tasty treats shall we indulge in next? Maybe this one.
Chris Marsh, audio producer, doing very well. For Return of the Perm, that's right, it's happening. We're bringing it back, Matt O'Kine, because it's fluffy, it's soft to the touch. It's a little bit of curly hair on hair that previously really can't handle it. And I'm going to see how my head goes with a fresh perm on it.
Yeah, look, as someone who was born with a perm, who has been a perm whale their whole life, I can tell you, you've got a world of love ahead of you, you know?
Yeah, because you've got that tight curls. Crimp perm, don't you?
Natural curls, I love it. I'm always, you know, it's a bit more difficult to brush, let's be honest, but... you know, the nice little folds within the hair. It's a great thing. Something to very, very much to be proud of.
Well, right? we wanted to find out a little bit more about it. So we've asked you as well. What are your perm thoughts? What are your perm experiences? And Jessica from Melbourne has got a perm. G'day, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
So good. You have the perm. You are bringing it back just like I hope to do as well, Jessica. Please let us know exactly what's involved in a perm haircut and when you started getting amongst it.
Well, I started doing it a couple of years ago because I have like dead straight hair and every time I'd curl it, it would drop like after half hour, just no point. So I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I asked my hairdresser. Apparently, they're coming back in. They said they're becoming more and more common people doing it. She's old school. She was doing them in the 80s, so I knew I could trust her to do it. And, yeah, I've been getting it done ever since. It's pretty easy. I mean, it's a bit time-consuming. You've got to sit in the chair for a couple of hours, and I know the hairdresser on the podcast was saying that the solution's pretty smelly, and look, he's right, but it's definitely worth it. it's not a very nice smell at all, but you've only got to sit it out for about 45 minutes and then you've got, and you do.
And would you say you're a trailblazer in this new wave of perms? Were you getting a lot of comments when you first started doing it?
Oh, when I first started doing it, I work in fashion and all the girls are like, oh, yeah, I want to do it. And then I can have it curly and then I can straighten it. But you've got to commit. You can't go and straighten it after you've gotten it permed.
Right.
And then I remember 6 months later, Broadsheet did an article saying the perm's coming back and everyone was tagging me like, you started the trend. So I felt pretty fish.
Well, I hope to jump on board that trend and just add that extra wave as we move towards a new perm order coming through.
Definitely.
How long do the curls last? How long am I likely to have a curly head, Jessica?
Well, because I've got long hair, I kind of just let it grow out. And so when I first get it, I have like a fringe. It's kind of a bit of a Nick Cummins Honey Badger vibe, that kind of hairstyle. But I let it grow out and then I kind of have wavy ends. But seeing as you're a guy, if you're keeping your hair short, you're probably going to have to get it done maybe every couple of months, depending on, because obviously as you grow it out, you cut it out. So it just depends on your hairdo. So that's the only thing. It's a bit higher maintenance.
Well, good news for Alex. He's not going to be doing it alone. There's a couple of other perminators who want to embark on this mission.
And I tell you what, much like Artie, we are not stopping until the perm is complete. It's a big hello to Alex from Brisbane. G'day, Alex.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Matt. Now, you've been growing your hair for a little while, and have you been thinking about the perm, or is this just something that's come up recently?
Yeah, well, someone put it in my head a few months back. I put a photo up on Facebook, and I looked like one of the Beatles. So I thought it'd probably be – I said to him, I might change it up a bit and don the perm. And his comment was, I'll chuck in $50 if that's what you're going to do.
Ooh,
so I'm thinking, let's lean into it. You know, I've been donning the Justin Bieber, Ellen DeGeneres sort of haircut for many, many years.
Yep.
So I think it's about time to change it up.
Well, you and me both here, Matt. I am looking forward to having a perm pal going through this. And I think once we start getting it, once we start putting it out there on social media, I think the upswell of support could be bringing this back. You said $50 is going towards it. How much is it usually?
I have no idea. But I figure... I'll chuck something up on Facebook, get the boys involved, get them to chuck me a tenner or a 20 or whatever and just donate it to a charity.
A GoFundMe.
You're going to GoFundMe your perm. All right.
Welcome aboard.
I don't mind looking ridiculous for money.
That's it for charity. Thank you very much, Matt from Adelaide. Welcome aboard. Our first perm pal, we've also got with us Alex from Brisbane. Hello, Alex.
G'day, Gru. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alex. Now, you've been thinking about getting a perm for about a year.
Yeah. I was thinking about it randomly last year. I cut my hair sort of fairly short and I'm like, might get a perm. And then
that's how it comes in, isn't it? It just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. I usually had my hair quite long and it was sort of like short for a change. So it kind of like felt really weird. So I had really weird ideas.
Now, Alex, is this something that you have wanted, you know, since you're a little kid? Because I remember driving to school with my friend Chris and we would both literally be in tears because I desperately wanted straight hair so I could get an undercut. Okay. I wanted was an undercut and all he wanted was curly hair. You know, you always want what you can't have. Have you wanted this for a little while?
No, I was a shaved head kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. So this is your chance now that you've got the long hair. You can actually craft it. Because when you've got a shaved head, I had a shaved head for a long time too. There's no creativity, is there?
There's nothing. And I've got a pretty rude shaped head when my hair's really short. So, so it's about shoulder length now. So I actually can do stuff with it.
For sure. Hide it amongst the thicket of curls.
Alex has only got, you know, like maybe ear length hair, but you've got the actual shoulder length locks. You could go the full ramen noodle crimp that I've seen popping up on YouTube. This is exciting, man.
It's real thick, real black hair too, real thick and dark.
My mate, I cannot wait to hear it. You are on board. You're a perm pal too. We're going to keep this going along and the revolution starts today, my friends.
Bring back the perm. Return of the perm.
That's it. Return of the perm.
We Alex.
We are coming back. Matt O'Kine, very much looking forward to this.
While Matt spends some quality time with his 18-month-old daughter and Alex researches some new parasites on the internet, we're reliving some of their best bits.
It's been a massive 24 hours. I've gone to a hairdresser to receive something that I found out about when I was quite young from my hairdresser grandmother, and that is a perm. I didn't ever knew what it was.
I'll tell you what,
that's
they
why
were
I kept
absolutely,
saying no, I didn't have a clue what it was.
They were red hot. I remember early 90s, high-waisted jeans and perms. I mean, you were basically given a sitcom. they were that popular. It was crazy how everywhere they went. And look, you've decided to bring it back, and I'm intrigued because you've never had curly hair.
I've never done anything with my hair, ever.
Yeah, like you've always just been a, have you ever shaved your head? Have you ever grown a beard? Like, have you ever done anything out of the ordinary?
There's been one or two mustaches. And at one stage I said, this is around 2011, I said, can you leave the fringe a little bit longer? That's the extent of what's happened. But in honour of Effie Cowan, my Nana Effie Cowan, in honour of sitcoms gone by, Matt O'Kine, and in honour of just these, just things in the world that are generally underappreciated, I've decided to take the plunge. And I don't want to be the only one. I would love some more perm pals to fall on into the Bermuda Triangle with me and make this a viable new way of living, all right? Because I went down there. It didn't take as long as I thought it was going to take.
How long did it take?
Well, it took about an hour all up.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That'd be still be your longest haircut. How much did it cost more than anything?
150.
Wow!
150. Which is less than a lot of women spend on their hairs and I've talked to.
Have you told your dad that you spent $150 on a haircut?
Oh, man. No, I told the hairdresser that my dad used to cut my hair. She was appalled. But we went along to Hair by Brooke in Coburg. All right. Okay. It took a little while to find someone who was willing to take the plunge. But
who had the guts, really, the gall to ride on this train with us?
So before I reveal it to you, Matt O'Kine, ground zero of the perm returning, okay, before you see the perm atop my head, we better have a look and a listen to what happened in the last 24 hours as far as going along to Hair by Brooke to receive this cutting edge perm. All right, the time has come. I'm about to leave home and get a perm. Woods is with me. Take a last look, Woodsy. You were Googling images of perms last night. What did you find?
I found some nice ones and you were like, no, I want the Nana.
Well, we haven't decided on the size of crimp yet.
So you can do whatever you want this week or whatever, but like 3 months. We've got Christmas. We've got... You might have to do some videos for something. Like, you might need a plan for how to make it nice. So I was just looking up some options for you with some fades and stuff. Because, I mean, your listeners would never have seen you with a different haircut.
No.
Like, ever.
I've never seen me with a different haircut.
Wow. I just did think it was interesting that we can finally leave the house and see our friends. And then you're like, I'm getting a perm. And I was like, oh... Okay, that seems like an activity for lockdown.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Alex. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Rena and Brooke?
Yes.
At Hair by Brooke. So what am I in for today, Brooke?
A big shock to the system.
All right, well, I think you are the official Perminator, Rena. You're going to be popping one on here. Let's have a sit down and see what we can come up with.
This is going to be interesting.
All right, the hair is washed. I'm sitting in the chair now in front of the mirror. And, Rena, my dad's just texted me a photo of me as a baby with my Nana and her perm. And I'm pretty sure that's the look we're going for here. So here's Effie.
Yeah, too easy. Yeah.
Because you did mention that there are a few trendy perms that we could potentially do.
Yes, that's right. You can have the short back and sides and just the top. So you want this grandmother look. Go for it.
Ideally, because I'm also doing Movember at the moment. And so,
oh, that's even better.
And so I think.
Like a porn star. Did you lose a bet?
No, it's just a personal desire to bring something back. All right. So
I think the perm, totally underrated. My girlfriend is a little bit nervous about this coming in today.
Just if she doesn't like it, just come back. We'll shave it all off.
So growing up, my dad cut my hair. I'm really not used to this in the hands of a professional. He bought a $20 hair cutting kit which had a VHS tape that said how to cut your family's hair.
I don't know, man. That's scary. Were you teased at school?
Was I teased at school? Well, yes, but not for that, usually. So it seems like we're up to the final roll here, Runa.
Yep. Exciting for you.
Momentous occasion. So once all the rolls are in, what are we on to next?
Solution.
Solution. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I think you'll regret the decision when the solution comes on.
Oh, no. I've heard a bit about this solution. Yeah. What's the big deal about it?
Wait and smell. Yeah. Not wait and see, wait and smell.
All right. Goodness gracious. Oh, and the smell's coming through now. Yep, that's your rotten eggs right there. Oh, goodness. Oh, lucky we're wearing the masks here in Melbourne today. Oh, how could you do this with other people in the salon? Oh, my goodness.
That's when we let go.
That is really bad. Can't they come up with, like, a lemon scented or something? It's getting trapped in my mask. You don't make a good perm without breaking a few rotten eggs. All right, the neutralizer's done its job. Rena, is it time to take out the curlers?
One by one.
Oh, the curlers are coming out.
Look at that. It springs back.
Dave, the cameraman, has put his hand over his mask in disbelief as to what's happening.
It's going to look amazing.
Wow, that is delightful.
You're going to love it. You probably come back for another one.
They do look a bit like pubes. I'm not
going to. So do I need to stop worrying about frizzy hair now?
Oh, yeah, just put a bit of mousse in it, you'll be right.
A firm and mousse. I think I'm going to look like a labradoodle who's just come out of a pond. Dave, stop face-palming. What are you doing?
No, honestly, it's because I can't tell if you look better or worse. I don't know yet.
Oh, man, I'm so nervous. We're walking towards the mirror.
Are you nervous?
I am.
You are.
I'm gonna turn around and see my new look for the first time. Here we go. Oh, it's so much different than I thought it would be. Oh my goodness. I've never experienced this in my life. Wow. I am not myself. Having said that, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Do you know what I mean? In a weird way, it almost suits me. As soon as I walk away from a mirror, I'm going to forget that this is it. And then when I walk back in front, I'm going to get a whole new shock.
You are.
Okay, producer Bron is walking in.
Oh my God. Actually, it looks good.
What do you reckon?
It looks really good. Like, surprisingly.
Who would have thought? I'm an attractive man.
Wow. I would look at you and not think anything weird, which I'm disappointed by. I wanted it to be more ridiculous.
Who would have thought you would have been happy with your bloody perm? Seriously. God. You're supposed to be crying by now.
Well, you...
I'm ripping it all off.
And it's turned out okay.
Yeah.
You literally said... I feel bad for you. I haven't done a perm since the 80s.
I did. I'm
did you lose a bet? And look who's laughing now. That's your perm, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you, I reckon the perm is back.
Well.
So that was what happened today, Matt O'Kine.
From all accounts, this is sounding like a 9.
Well, we said the perm was back. You know, and when I bring it back, I bring something back. So I'm gonna lift this privacy flap on the webcam here.
Bron, producer Bron's gonna jump on.
Hello.
You were very quick to compliment this hair.
I think you will be as well, Matt. I think it was surprising.
Well, Sam Cav, our other producer, said that it made you look like a more attractive younger brother of Alex Dyson. So I'm kind of shocked. My heart's beating, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Shall we do it? Do you want to see my perm?
Let's do this.
All right. You better narrate it because I'm taking off my headphones so I can give myself a final zhuzh.
Okay.
And I'm going to lift the flap. And just so for people watching at home, on the Zoom screen, you just say exactly what is about to happen right now.
Okay, the flap is lifting. I'm about to see it. Oh, my God.
What do you reckon, bro?
Okay, now, I don't know if it's as good as you and Bron were saying it was, but there's some solid wave there.
Look, they did put the mousse in. It's starting to get a little bit crinkled from when that happened. But I think with a shampoo and conditioner, I think we're back.
It's got some pretty good curve to it.
Yep.
There's no ringlets. There's no ramen noodle crimp to it. It's...
You know what it is? You know what it is? We figured out what it is. It's the Vance Joy.
It is.
It's the Vance
That's
Joy.
Who it is.
It's the Vance Joy.
That's who you look like,
yeah.
Man. I was trying to figure it out. Oh, my God. You look like Vance Joy.
It's in. He started it. I'm finishing it. Together, we're bringing back the perm. Like, I'm pretty sure Vance's hair is curly normally. But the perm is officially back. Jump on board. Book your appointments now. Okay, doesn't have to be at Hair by Brooke if you want to. Go for it. But wherever it
How
is.
How long is this going to last?
3 months.
I mean, everyone was talking that they were going to jump your bones after they saw you with the perm. I mean, look, yeah, it's. I wouldn't say that it raised your attractiveness levels in any way.
Good, because I was starting to feel a little bit bad when they were saying, like, I think it looks better than before. Like,
yeah, like, oh.
But you're right. It is a little bit unkempt at the moment. We are talking to Ash London a little bit later. The Queen of Curls, she's going to tell me about perm maintenance later on in the show.
I can't pay attention, man. Yeah. I'm just looking at you.
Problem is it grows out straight, so I'm going to have like a straight fishing rod with little worms on the end.
Absolute disaster. And when the mo comes in, yeah, you are going to be CD, my man.
Goodness gracious. But it's official. The revolution starts now. Jump on board. The perm, it's officially returned.
These are the best bits of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
And now, Matt O'Kine, we find ourselves here at the very pointy end, the tail end of 2020. We're almost done with this beast.
With the absolute poop shoot of a year that was 2020, we're finally at the prawns caboose.
with somewhat of a glimmer of hope. I mean, it's been a lot of fun putting the perm out there, bringing the perm back. But I haven't been doing it alone, Matt O'Kine, because people have heard the call of the perm and they've thought, yes, this is one hairstyle that deserves another time in the sun. And
yeah,
so we'd like to cross
herd
to a few
have
now.
Learned the great word of the perm and they've jumped on board. Christian from Brisbane, you got a perm earlier on this year. How has your life become better?
Hello again there, fellow fine fellas. Yeah, it's been amazing. I don't know, like, I like to begin, Matt. I finally understand how you're so confident, how you get up there on stage and bring the ha-has and just stand in front of the camera. I just feel the confidence ooze out of me.
Yep.
Okay, well, look, I've got to tell you, it also takes 16 years of experience and slogging it out in the scene. But yeah, sure, mate, your curls really
do
the difference.
I don't think it does, my friend. I think the secret is the perm. And Christian, you're living proof of that.
100%. So are you, Alec. And that mo just tops it off.
Oh, so do you think, I mean, it is the end of 2020. Are you glad that you got the perm?
Well, I could be happier. I was like Alex. I was trying to go for the Dave LaPepe curl, but I kind of just got the waves, you know what I mean? I want a grandmother.
Yeah, you know, we did.
You're going to be chasing the dragon, bro. I know what happens. This was just a gateway perm.
Maybe we need to do it. Because Matt used to, like, in between songs of Triple J, you'd twirl your curls with your hands.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we need to start doing that. Christian, what sort of conversations have you had with the people around you in your life?
Well, I still do tie my hair up a little bit, but but when they do see it, they sort of look at me differently and go, did you curl your hair? I'm like, nah, I did one up. I permed it.
Mate, it's incredible work. You've got long, luscious locks still. So whether your perm will live on into 2021, we will wait and find out. But we're actually chatting right now as well to Matt from Adelaide. Matt,
You are getting a perm tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct, boys. I am.
Now, is this a direct result of your listenership to All Day Breakfast?
Yeah, I would say it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's supposed to be 40 degrees, which is too hot for us to be working outside. So we get an early knockoff, and I've managed to sort it out for tomorrow.
Fantastic. What have you told the workmates is happening at early knockoff when they call to call Packer up?
Oh, that's it, boys. Tools down. Let's get a beer and we can sit there and watch me get a perm.
Well, that's brilliant. Do you have any other, you know, friends, family, lovers that have a vested interest in your head?
I did convince my son at one point that it was a great idea.
Mm.
And I've eventually convinced his mother it was a great idea. And then eventually he's just like, nah, I don't think it's for me.
Oh, you were going to go for the whole family perm. Were you going to get like the family pass?
Oh,
yeah. Well, my daughter's got really curly locks. And my wife's is a bit wavy. So I was going to get my son on board with it as well. So,
yeah. Well, that would have been best dad of the year.
Well, that would have been really, really good. But you are getting one yourself. And I think as soon as they catch a glimpse of it atop that scalp of yours, that's all the convincing you're going to need to do. So good luck with it. Send us a picky when it does get done. We want to get a little perm gallery happening. And what we also need to decide right now, Matt, and actually, Christian, you're still here, so we can decide this together. Mm-hmm. We're moving into 2021, okay? We're two sleeps away.
Yep.
My perm, I got a little while ago, it's lost a little bit of its luster, all right? Because obviously the hair grows out straight, so I got a bit of a straight regrowth, and then the ringlets start, all right? I got a big decision to make coming into 2021, right? Because we brought back the perm, there's no doubt about it. But how long's the perm going to be back for? Should I just run my 3 months and leave it at that? Or should 2021 in its entirety be known as Permageddon?
Ooh, but how good your 3 months been so far? You've went to the block.
Mate, no,
you've won your podcast award, well, third best, and your best moment. I reckon it should stay for another 6 months. Give it 6 months.
I mean, look, Alex Tyson right now is like George Costanza when he got the toupee.
Yeah.
You know? Girls are looking at him more. He's more confident, successful.
And I'm more cocky and my friends hate me more. Exactly. What about yourself, Matt? Getting the perm. So you'll get 3 good months out of 2021 with the perm. Are you already booking in, while you're going to be there getting it, are you already going to be booking in your second perm?
I think so. I think there's every reason to get it, judging by what's happened with you. The confidence that you've gotten from it. Hopefully that rains down on me, I'll definitely be getting a second one.
All right, well that is beautiful, Matt and Christian. Thank you very much for joining us. We are going to get out of here, but Matt O'Kine, I tell you what, as it comes to New Year's Eve at midnight, you know what I'm going to be thinking about?
That end of perm.
New perm resolutions.
I was trying to say end of term, but no, end of perm. Yeah, man, you're going to be thinking of them curls.
Well, we'll have to see because, you know, on one hand, I've been getting plenty of compliments. I just literally got a text today. Hey, mate, loving the hair, right?
What?
From
Who's
a random friend.
You this?
From Bendigo. Okay.
What?
Yes. So I got a big decision, mate. Do I do that or will someone like Elaine in Seinfeld run up, grab the perm off my head and say, I don't like this thing, and here's what I'm doing with it, and then throw it out the window.
Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind?
Hair?
What on? Yes, I'm losing my hair. How are you getting compliments? How has this changed your life? So you've got the slightest kink in your hair. It literally just looks like you woke up and didn't brush it.
Well, sometimes matter kind. Once you reveal your kinks, you start getting a few messages. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say as we end this special bonus episode of Matt and Alex. Thank you very much for joining us here. 2021, there's plenty of room on the perm train, so feel free to jump aboard and we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got a story we need to hear? All the links are at mattandalex.com.au.